And very pleased to have with us right now a regular on this show, the top dog himself, Hanford Dixon. Hanford, how you doing?
I am great, Vic. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I want to start with this Browns team, which of course will do a lot better if it can get to 1-1. A difficult maybe hurdle in that path is losing the best cornerback on the team, Joe Haden. He starts that 4-game suspension this week. So I'm starting there with you, of course, for obvious reasons. That's your area of expertise. What does it mean to this team to not have Joe Haden?
Well, obviously, it's a big, big blow. But fortunately, if there is a bright spot, it was we pretty much knew it was coming.
Yeah.
You know, the rules are the rules with the league, and they're you know, it is the way it is. And but whenever you lose a player of Joe Haden's caliber, I mean, obviously, it's going to hurt. But I feel pretty good about it, if you could feel good, because we have some guys that could step right in there and play. Demetrius Patterson is going to start the ball game, and obviously behind him we have Buster, two guys that are very capable of holding it down. But we all know they have a tough, tough task, and we had a tough task even if Joe wasn't there with this football team. There's a lot of weapons on the Cincinnati Bengals, and they all start with their wide receiver Green, and you know, but I still have a lot of confidence that these guys are going to step in and play well.
Do you, you know, with, and you mentioned, with a talent like A.J. Green and others that they have in that receiving core, do you have to adjust things defensively to make up for Haden? Do you have to think about more help in the secondary when you've lost key players, when, you know, as you take it back to your playing days? How do you adjust to that, or do you not go there? Do you just have to stay true to what you do?
I think you stay true to what you do. I mean, because again, Patterson is used to playing against a lot of the top receivers. I mean, you look at this kid. I mean, this guy, he's been playing pretty much in the slot on the nickel. Obviously, he comes in when there's three and four wide receivers, and in those slots, I think it's the toughest position to play as far as in the defensive backfield,
right.
And because you have those receivers, the majority of the time they're off the line of scrimmage, and they're really hard to get your hands on them. So I think he's up for the task. I think you stay true to what you're doing, and you just have confidence that he's going to step in and he's going to play well. Because as you know, we did give him a contract, and we have a lot of confidence in him.
And you go back to that game last week against Philadelphia. I mean, the defense, we know, rose to the occasion in so many ways, particularly when it came to defending the pass and especially when it came to getting the turnovers. So the momentum, I mean, there's real shame there, because the momentum of that, with Joe Haden being one of those guys who got a pick, the momentum of that you would think will carry over, right? And the linebackers were involved in it. There were multiple reasons, pressure being another one. Do you sort of still – if to make the best of a bad situation, do you see that momentum also helping the absence of Haden?
Well, you kind of hope so, Vic. Again, going back to last week, the defense played extremely well. I mean, and they'll be the first one to tell you that they didn't play well enough. Because obviously when everything was on the line, we weren't able to stop him. We let him go down, and we didn't make the plays. I think Fort had one in his hands that it could have ended the ball game. But overall, they played a great, great ball game. And I was really impressed with the guys on the defensive line. Obviously, we got Wynn Rucker, who I think is just really going to rise to the occasion because he's playing against his old team, and Wynn, and just to name a few. And the linebackers, okay, and DeQuell is DeQuell.
Yeah.
And I like to see Fort running around. I think he brings a lot of energy. But the guy in that secondary who I've been talking about said he didn't get the credit that he deserves, T.J. Ward. I thought he had an outstanding game, even though he gave up the touchdown pass. And he'll be the first one to tell you he should have made that play. But still, overall, I thought he had an outstanding game. But we want the defense to pick right up where they left off last week and continue to harass Dalton and get after him and maybe make him make some ill-advised throws and then come up with some turnovers and help this offense out.
Hanford Dixon joining us, as he always does here, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You mentioned T.J. Ward. I love the way he's being utilized as a blitzer. I know that's not new, but it just the effectiveness of it showed in this previous game where he was hurrying throws and getting, you know, getting a hit in and doing the things that you need when you're sending that safety. And you could see a healthy guy coming back from that foot injury of last year, but you also see a guy who's just focused and has that determination to show what this team was missing with him for more than last season.
Well, Vic,
you
hit it right on the head. I think the words that you said, focus, a kid that's determined to come back from that injury last year and show people that, hey, T.J. Ward is alive, he's well, he's healthy, and he can play football. We always know he's a big hitter. I mean, we always know he's a big hitter. But again, he doesn't truly get the credit that he deserved because he is the glue, I think, back there in that secondary. And not only that, on that defense, he's a guy, make sure everybody's lined up in the right place, and he had an outstanding ball game. But again, we have to keep it going. Vic, this is a big game for us. This is a big game for our football team, and also it's a game in the AFC North. You know as well as I do, if you're going to win in this league, or if we're going to have a winning season, we have to compete and win the games in our division, and we have one of those coming up this week.
All right, so try to give us this feel from the locker room perspective of and the anywhere perspective among teammates when younger players struggle as much as some of the younger players on this Browns team did last week. Again, it's a team loss. Older players struggle too, but primarily we saw it with Brandon Whedon. We saw it with Trent Richardson. The lofty standards that are set for people who come into this league as third and 22nd overall picks. And when you look at the other younger guys on this team, who the receivers who had their issues as well against a good defense, but what's the message and how do they go from game one to game two and grow up? How fast can that happen in a matter of days? And how is that maybe reinforced among the leaders like a DeQuell Jackson, Joe Thomas, the other players on the team?
Well, I tell you what I would do if I was on this football team, and I guarantee you a guy like DeQuell and some of the other leaders have already made their point known. But I would go up to a guy like our quarterback, for instance, Brandon, and I would sit him down, whisper in his ear, and look him dead in his eyes, and let me tell you something, you are our guy. I said, don't you think for 1 minute that we've lost confidence in you, that we do not believe in you. We know that you can play. We know that you can lead this football team. We know that you're going to win football game for us. So do not think that we think otherwise. Go ahead, get yourself ready to play, and let's go out. Let's win this football game. What's got to happen? You got to have guys like Little and players like that. They have to help him out.
Sure.
I mean, you have to stop dropping these balls, help this kid out a little bit. Obviously, I thought that Trent Richardson was going to struggle a little bit. I mean, let's just face it. The kid is coming back from an injury.
Yeah.
But I expect him to play a lot better this year, this game.
This week,
and,
yeah.
And Vic, you know as well as I do, when he plays well, when he's able and we're able to run the football, that's going to take a lot of pressure off of Whedon.
Sure.
And I know you and I, I'm laughing because I know the remark that they want to call Trent out. And Trent say, hey, let me tell you something. I'm here, and I'm going to show you I'm here this week. And I like that. That's what we need with the AFC North, talking about the Cincinnati Bengals, talking about the Baltimore Ravens, talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers, because we always did this. But I tell you what, I'm excited about a football team, and I think we're going to win.
You know, you talk about Whedon, too, getting it from all areas. Nationally, he's gotten pounded, and I think it's one thing to have it happen in this market, but nationally, because there's so much focus on five rookie quarterbacks making their debut and going from the best to the worst of that, everybody, okay, RG3 and his work against the Saints, but whatever, and that was a Saints defense versus an Eagles defense that we know it was a lot better, but that's not an excuse. But nonetheless, you would hope that's fuel. Just as you said with Trent Richardson, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world for Brandon Whedon to put that on that chip or log or forest on his shoulder?
Well, Vic, he would be the first one, and you know, he would be the first one to tell you that he didn't play well. He'll be the first one to tell you that he didn't play nearly up to the expectations that he's capable of. What he didn't do anything that he's capable of doing. And Brandon Wheaton know it's not a flock that he's here. He know it's not. He know that he's our number one draft pick, and he's going to play like it this week, and it's coming. But I tell you what, with this kid, I'm not ready to give up on him. Not by a long shot. You know, I hear people talking about, let's go to Colt McCoy. For what? For what? Brandon Wheaton is our quarterback. I'll tell you this. I remember when I first got my first start as a rookie. Sure, I did what he did. I mean, I did what he did, I got beat for a touchdown, sure, and I didn't play nearly as well as I thought I was going to play. But if you're the player that you think you are, that we think he is, he's going to learn from those mistakes. He's going to get better and better and better. And that's the Brandon Wheaton I can't wait to see.
Hanford, great stuff. We really appreciate it, man.
Thank you, partner. Right. Woof!
That is Hanford Top Dog Dixon joining us, as he always does, right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.